The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagon Halls, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagon Halls.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. We have an unbelievable show scheduled for you today. In addition to myself, I have the illustrious producer, extraordinaire, and country music sensation Shane Murphy joining us.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for stopping by. We're so glad to have you, Mr. Murphy.
Well, thank you for having me.
On today's show, we have a power-packed show for you. Our key, the second in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, Take Action, Make Assessment. We also have our money word of the day Shane has prepared for us. Minutes on Your Money today is all going to be about tax cutting tips, since we have 3 days left to get those taxes into Uncle Sam. Not my favorite relative. Our trivia question from last week's show about affirmations, and today's guest, my personal success coach, Bill Thomason, will be joining us. As always, we will talk about your money, credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress, using my proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. How about today's trivia question, Mr. Murphy? Would you be interested?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have our trivia question featured from a previous broadcast, so regular listeners have an opportunity to win fabulous prizes, specifically great money management tools from our previous show guests, and some are personalized with their own autographs. So for this week's trivia question, how many P's are in the affirmation process? How many P's are in the affirmation process? For those of you who listened to last week's show, you have a leg up on the competition. If not, be sure to visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and download last week's episode, because you don't necessarily have to listen live, although if you are, you may call in or chat in addition to emailing in to win. If you would like to call in, please call 718-508-9002. That's area code 718-508-9002. Or join me in the chat room. But if you happen to be listening via download, you can always win by simply emailing your potential right answer to trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. Can you remember from last week, Shane, how many P's are in the affirmation process?
I sure can, but guess what? I ain't saying.
The listeners were counting on you to slip them a little good stuff.
I know. Well, they can send me an email and I might tell them, but probably not.
Okay. Well, then perhaps we won't even waste their time writing it down. Okay, so, well, that's our trivia question, and just for your information, a little FYI, Insiders Club members are automatically entered in our weekly giveaways. If you are not a member and would like to compete as an Insiders Club member, all you got to do is sign up for our Insiders Club membership, which gives you so many great things, and in order to find out what they are, you have to go to the website, unlockyourwealthradio.com. Now, our money headlines, since it is getting closer to tax day. Shane, what do you have for us for our minutes on our money this week?
I have an excerpt from CNN Money's 12 Smart Ways to Cut Your Tax Bill. So I'm going to go ahead and just read this. If it sounds like I'm reading it, it's probably because I'm reading it.
That's all right.
Okay. Can I take education credits for my son? It says here. This guy wrote in and asked a question. I'm not going to give the name of the person. The problem, well, I guess I will. Oscar Hernandez, 52, brings home more than $200,000 a year from a successful pipeline business he founded 20 years ago. Too much to claim the American Opportunity Tax Credit, which would help defray son Enrique's college costs. The max income is $90,000 for singles. The tax deal extended this credit, worth up to $2,500, until 2017.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the fix?
Well, it's interesting.
Or talk about it?
Well, yeah, because, you know, everybody tries to save for college. Sometimes they got to pay out of pocket. They can't use those college savings funds, or they didn't have enough time to prepare for it. And it can become an issue for folks. And if they make too much money for their kid to qualify for subsidies and grants and student loans, there's got to be some sort of benefit. I mean, Uncle Sam can't cheat us out of everything, can they?
Of course they can. What are you talking about?
Well, that's why it's not. He's not my favorite relative. Well, what's the fix?
Okay, well, according to this, the fix is Enrique, who is 18, works for his father part-time during the school year and full-time over the summer, earning about $25,000 annually.
Wow, that's quite a bit for a college kid.
Really? I mean, you can live on that. I mean, anyway. To maximize tax savings for the whole family, Syracuse CPA Gary Carpenter suggests that Oscar forego claiming his son as a dependent and have Enrique cover his $14,000 annual tuition bill. So he gets to pay his own tuition. That's good, isn't it, sort of?
Yeah.
That way Enrique can claim an AOC equal to his tax bill, roughly $1,800. Now, this strategy only works if your kid pays a lot in taxes, and apparently he does at $25,000. Oscar can make the tuition a money gift, that tax-free cap is $14,000 in 2013.
Okay. So for 2013, that means that we can take that for last year, right? Because it'll be good through this year?
That's what it's looking like.
Okay.
Or maybe that's new this year. Maybe it's not finished being written. I don't know. It just says for 2013. This is 2013. Okay. I don't know.
All right. So maybe that means we can take this deduction now for last year. Perhaps.
I guess that's what it means. I don't know. I'm not a CPA.
I know. I just play one on TV.
Yeah. So maybe you should dig into that a little bit deeper. Whoever plans on doing this, possibly, ask your CPA. Don't ask me.
Thanks for that sage advice.
Well, I'm just trying to watch out for everybody's best interest.
Outstanding.
Okay, so the next one. Can we get around paying the alternative minimum tax, or AMT? The problem, with an income of more than $200,000, Dave and Angie Klein always owe the alternative minimum tax, which tends to hit high earners in high tax states and those with children. The clients have two children under the age of 18, or mortgages. I don't know. I don't have two mortgages. I don't know about you, but the fix. Unfortunately, the clients, like most taxpayers facing the AMT, are stuck, says St. Louis CPA Rob Berger. But he suggests that one way the clients can trim their total tax bill under the AMT, you can't deduct the state and local taxes. So look for ways to cut your state bill. Many states offer tax incentives for investments in local businesses or gifts to community causes. The clients gave close to $10,000 to charity every year. In Missouri, large gifts and many in-state charities that benefit local causes like education and children's services qualify for a tax credit worth 50% of the donation. Minimum gifts are often $1,000 to $2,000, and credits are limited. So $10,000 in gifts could cut the client's tax bill by as much as $5,000.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
You know what's provocative to me is both of these examples were pulled from people in the $200,000 income tax bracket.
That's true, and it just dawned on me something here. I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe you can explain it to me, or maybe I just found something, but $10,000 in gifts can save me as much as $5,000 in taxes. Why wouldn't I just pay the $5,000 in taxes instead of giving $10,000 away? I mean, I know it's for charity and stuff, and that's good. And if you're going to give anyway, which is a good thing to do, right?
Yes, tithing.
That's wonderful. Okay. But the thing is, just from a pure money standpoint and nothing else, being greedy, if that's what you want to call it, why would I spend $10,000 to save $5,000? It doesn't make any sense.
It reminds me of the term in the 90s, spaving.
Yeah.
And that's spending to save money, and that's an example of spaving.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Spend to save. It's like those people who go to the store and they buy a shirt that's 50% off And they didn't need the shirt, but they bought it anyway because they save 50%.
Yeah, but I can figure out a way to save 100. And that's not buy the shirt.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of goes along with... Anyway, I'm not going to go because some people be mad at me for telling people not to donate because I think you should donate to a worthy cause. And, you know, everybody has their things that they like to do. And if it wasn't for charity, which is a whole other talk that I have an idea on, but we'll save that for a later time, which is a good thing. It's not bad. Moving on. Can I deduct state sales taxes? The tax revived the option to deduct state sales tax instead of income taxes for 2012 and 2013. Great news if you live in one of the 9 income tax-free states, including Texas, Florida, and Washington. No problem if you didn't keep every sales slip for the year. The IRS provides a figure based on your income. If you make a big-ticket purchase like a car or boat last year, dig up that receipt. You can add the sales tax you pay to the IRS base. Even in low-tax states, run the numbers using the sales tax deduction calculator at irs.gov.
Wow. I wonder how much that tool costs taxpayers to use.
Yeah. So, you know, and this is where I wanted to bring up because I mentioned earlier that I had this thought, and this has nothing to do with anything, but it's just a thought. So you can reach across the table and
slap
me if you'd like to, but... You know, it just seems like we spend an awful lot of time and money and energy on finding ways to save money because there's always loopholes in the tax system. And we pay people to write the tax things, and then the government has their ways of raising taxes. And every time they do that, we have to find new loopholes and new ways to escape paying these things. And you have to jump through hoops and all this sort of stuff. So wouldn't it be easier if we kind of just did away with some of the government agencies that we pay to do these things and then have some sort of a flat tax that we pay? That's just a thought, because then the more you earn, the more money you pay. And wouldn't that save time and money?
It would save both. And we would probably have more flush coffers, if you think about it, because it is what it is. So you're not trying to shelter income. You know exactly what your expectation is, you know, and in this whole, don't even get me started on this redistribution of wealth thing. But from a tax standpoint, yes, our government needs to provide basic services and protections for us.
Absolutely.
I'm all about fire.
I agree 100%. I'm sorry, only 98%.
Thank you. Thank you. No mind-numbed robots here. So we need fire. We need police protection.
We need prevention of fire, yes.
Right. Well, and...
We don't need fire. I mean...
Well, we need fire protection.
Okay.
In the event that a fire breaks out, we need fire and emergency crews, and we need to create public infrastructure. Like, I get that. But there are so many programs that's just total bloat that if you were in today's key as a government official having to look at taking action, making assessment, which is totally relevant to today's show, you would say, is this really relevant to my financial future?
Kind of like $10,000 for a hammer and $50,000 for a toilet seat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of preaching to the choir with you on this because we see eye to eye on some things. And
but the only reason why I brought it up is because I'm sure other people have thought about it, and maybe they just want to know if other people agree with them, or maybe some people haven't thought about it, and this is just a different way to look at things. And we're not trying to overthrow the government or do anything terrible like that.
Oh, you're not? Because I was.
Oh. We're trying to take over the world.
Yes. It's about my evil empire. But, you know, it's serious, you know, because how does the federal government shake their finger at us and tell us to live within our means? And they don't. It just makes me nuts.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing, too, that what they're doing with the way they have the taxes, in my opinion, just my opinion and nobody else's, is that by doing the way they do it, it kind of makes people subconsciously decide that they don't want to make more money or try harder. So what's the point? Because they're just going to get... They're just going to suffer, right? So what's the motivation?
I agree with you 100%.
And that goes more along the lines with the show, because we're all about becoming successful.
You're right. It undermines the mindset. Why would I achieve? Because I can remember a specific example to that point. And I know someone that was did not want to get the next raise because it was going to bump them into the higher tax bracket, and they were actually going to take home less money than what they were if they stayed at the same income level. So they chose not to achieve. And when a system is punitive, yet we count on folks going out and achieving to be able to finance all of the bloated government programs, it's counterintuitive, you know, right, to do that. And if you want more money, you can't make it impossible for somebody to want to achieve more. But, you know,
yeah.
Again, who am I? I'm just trying to take over the world one radio show at a time.
Might as well.
Well, we have a phenomenal action-packed show to continue on today's broadcast. We've got Bill Thomason, success coach, joining us in a short while. We still have our money word of the day coming up. We also have the keys to riches. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals and Shane Murphy. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals and Shane Murphy. And it is time for our money word of the day.
The money word of the day is millionaire. That's millionaire with an N as in Nancy. And a millionaire is a person without any money of their own. He looks rich, but it's all borrowed and his bank account is nil. He is a millionaire. Everything's in his wife's name. He's just a millionaire.
Nice. We have a comedic word of the day.
Yep.
I'm digging that. Well, thank you for that word of the day, Mr. Murphy. We're going to have to start the challenge now that we have to use the word of the day in our casual conversation after you share it with us. So we'll have to make sure that we can work it in. We'll have a little contest, see who can work it in first, accurately, where it sounds like it's just part of the normal conversation.
The word of the day. I'm sure I could do something like that.
You want to play the game? You up for that?
Sure, we'll try it.
Okay. You can't just go, millionaire says.
Well, I can.
Well, you could, but that's not winning. That's not how you win. All right. How about, let's switch gears. Let's have a non-millionaire. How about a millionaire mentor? Would that be cool to talk to a millionaire mentor?
Sounds like $1 million.
I think so. He is my personal success coach, and Bill Thomason is going to be joining us. With more than 25 years experience as a leader in the field of neuro-linguistic programming, Bill is an NLP success coach and a master trainer. What does that mean for you? Well, if you want success on your terms, and if you want to have breakthrough skills that can help you make the changes necessary to achieve any outcome you congruently desire, Bill is your man. And let me tell you, he has kept me on my toes and gives me a level of accountability that I just don't have on my own. And I think that that is what has really catapulted my success, because I can't just flake on myself anymore because I've got somebody else that I've got to account for. And when I'm held to that standard, it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that. But perhaps I'll get to it now that you reminded me I committed to doing that and I did not. So please, let's welcome Bill to the broadcast. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Well, thank you.
I'm so glad you decided to be a part of the show yet again. It's like you're our regular executive coach here at Unlock Your Wealth. We should probably give you that official title.
Sounds great. I really love doing it with you.
Well, I am so excited that you are a part of this Dreams with Deadlines episode, because when it comes to setting goals, a lot of us have big ideas, big dreams, hopes, aspirations. And so we can think big, like Donald Trump says, if you're going to dream, dream big. And then maybe we can write those things down on paper, because everybody tells you, oh, if you want to achieve your goals, you got to put them down on paper. And then we put them down on paper, and then for whatever reason, you know, they get lost in the shuffle, life takes over, and then we find ourselves at the end of the year disappointed because we already goofed up all of those New Year's resolutions, any of those goals that we set for ourselves we haven't achieved yet again. What do you say or think that makes the difference between setting goals and what actually creates goal achievement?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Lots of people come up with things they say that they want as goals. And in fact, in the work I do, we sometimes make a sort of linguistic distinction between the idea of setting a goal and actually setting an outcome, because we're already basically programmed by culture and by society and family that goals you could fail at. So there's this whole idea, if you could fail at it, then you're more likely to do that. From the point of view we work from, is there's really no such thing as failure. And if you actually absolutely believed in your heart of hearts at the tissue level of your being that there was no failure, you got to ask this question, well, what would you be doing differently? You'd probably be doing a lot of things differently in your life. So just the idea that we want to get really four things. If you set a goal or an outcome for yourself in life, certainly you've decided that you want something. So number one is wanting the thing, and number two is a chance to actually achieve it. So sometimes we don't get the things we say we want just because we haven't created an opportunity for ourselves. And then there's the idea of the energy, too. So from the point of view that you haven't built up the actual idea of, well, I got to get the energy, the excitement, the what's it going to take for me to be in a state in which I'm going to achieve things? The belief system we operate from is that ability is state related, or you could just say state creates ability. So the state that I'm in, the energy that I'm in, is going to create my ability to do something. And then the big step is just take action. But if you don't have the energy up, it's not so likely that you're going to take action, because life is going to intervene. You're going to find all kinds of reasons why not to achieve something. And we want to start out on a better foothold with it. So the whole idea of and I guess another issue is that sometimes people aren't really clear about what their goals are. They say they want something, but it's not clear or sensory specific enough. Does that follow? Do you know what sensory specific is?
Meaning that we can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, embrace
exactly.
It.
And we tend to think, most people tend to think in sort of general terms about things. As long as I'm thinking about it in sort of a vague kind of way, I've got an idea, well, I want something, but I haven't gotten very clear about, well, what it is and what it means to actually have it. So the idea of, well, somehow pyramids got built in Egypt 3,000 years ago, and the question would be, well, how did that happen? Somebody had to have an idea about it, a vision in mind. So there's a point of view where instead of looking at something from the present and saying, I want to go get it, why not create a future that you actually want, regardless of what people say that you should or shouldn't be able to do, regardless of what your own beliefs are. You move out into that future as if it's already completed and begin to get it in a sensory specific kind of way. In other words, you want to imagine, because you have the ability to imagine. Imagine better, imagine bigger, create bigger pictures of what it is you want. So the color, the brightness, the vividness, the darkness and lightness, the amount of movement that's going to be there, all of those things are important. And then the sound, you want to get, well, what's it going to sound like? What are you going to be saying in your head when you have it? And what other sounds are going to be there when you're actually in a moment where the goal you said you wanted has already been achieved? And then there's, of course, the feeling of it. So we have tactile feeling. What are your first visual? What are you going to be wearing? And secondly, well, how are those clothes going to feel on your body? What tactile sensation? How does the air feel on your face when you're in a specific moment where the thing you said you wanted has already been achieved? And you're beginning to get other tactile sensation. Is there a texture to what it is you want? Is there a way that it's going to move in some way? How are you going to be moving your body in that moment? And then, of course, there's the emotional internal feeling. So what state, again, you want to be in when you actually do achieve that goal? So visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. The more sensory specific you can make what it is you say you want, the more likely it is you get a clear picture in your brain and nervous system of where you're going to go. So the way the nervous system works is it creates pathways, and these pathways, the more times we go down that pathway, the more vivid the energy we've created inside our own neurological system, the more likely we're going to find that pathway being followed again and again in our behavior. So behavior, actually taking action, gets to be a lot easier. Is all that it?
Well, I think so. So, for example, if I want to be a famous rock star, if you will, and I can imagine myself going to an event and walking down a red carpet and people soliciting my autograph and taking photographs with me, and I can live in that moment and know what I was wearing and how the sun felt on my face and the excitement and energy of people wanting to be engaged with me because I'm a famous rock star, helps to solidify my ability to move down that pathway and make it easier for me to achieve my goals?
Exactly. You've actually created the goal and what it means to have it, and it really does actually pre-select what it is you're going to be sorting for. Because if you start from here and go forward from the present and go forward, you say you want something, and you're not really clear about what the goal is, you could wind up a thousand different places. There's some verse in the Bible that says you are as reeds in the wind. When the wind blows, you go this way. When the wind blows a different way, you go a different way. Well, instead of just coming out wherever you come out, trying to figure it out from here, once you've already got it pre-selected in your thoughts and your behavior and you're feeling it, smelling it, tasting it, having all those sensory data stimulated by it, then it's much more likely that you're going to get the thing that you've already pre-selected for. So you've literally deleted other possibilities in favor of the one you said you wanted. So the chances of you beginning to get more of what you want becomes a lot easier. You get also the benefit that once you're really clear about what it is, you can actually get really comfortable about that, instead of what lots of people do is they get, well, it could be this way or it could be that way, or we might have this problem or that problem. And people get into the, well, what if this and what if that? Well, where you're sorting isn't taking you to where you want to go. So it does bring up a question. Well, what do you do about the mind talk or the resistance to actually getting what you want once you said you're going to go there? So if you're getting the idea of this, it's sort of like inertia. Once you decide on a new path, it's as if there will always be some resistance that comes up on that path. And if you think about it this way, that the quality of my path is determined by the quality of how I deal with whatever that resistance is. And mostly the resistances are internal resistances. It's only me not being clear and clean in my belief about what it is I want and where I'm going to go with it. So you begin to eliminate some of the chatter that goes on in your brain. Anybody out there, I imagine, could understand this idea when your mind talk has you going this way and that way, the ambiguity of it all gets really confusing and can actually keep you from achieving the things you want. So you begin to pay attention. Well, you could just stop, take a deep breath, recenter when you got the resistance, decide, remember where it is you want to go and move towards that. And then there's also the idea of motivation. Well, we need to get enough idea of, well, what's driving us towards the goal we want and what is it that we don't want anymore? In fact, when people come to me for coaching in the work that I do, business coaching and life coaching, they most often know what they don't want, and it's that same idea. It could be this way, it could be that way. And what my job is to help people get much more clear about where they do want to go without the negatives in there. So as long as your language inside your brain is, well, I don't want this and I don't want that, you begin to think, well, where are you focused? You're not focused on the goal. You're focused on what you don't want. So you actually want to use that. Well, what are you moving away from so that you get enough, well, I don't want that anymore, but I also do want this. So you get both parts of the motivational factors in place and then build up the energy to achieve it.
So it's like having a fire behind your butt and the carrot dangling on the stick at the same time.
That's great. That's a perfect analogy for it.
Yeah, because as you were describing it, I was trying to think of it, because some people are very towards motivated, like you dump a ton of carrots and they're just full force. But some people aren't driven that way. Like, yeah, they want that big pile of money. They want that rock stardom, but they're kind of comfortable where they are. So like if they don't get it, it's not that big a deal. So they have to kind of almost like they need to turn up the pain and get uncomfortable from where they are, get that fire under the fanny, so to speak.
Yeah, that's it. And you begin to think about this idea that motivation is some sort of combination between sort of like moving away from pain and moving towards pleasure, that both things are actually important to the achievement of what you want. Some of us are just sort of naturally oriented to where it's got to get bad enough, long enough. I have to get really, really uncomfortable before I get off the couch and go empty the trash or get anything else done. And other people seem to be much more as life pattern, a basic life pattern in their lives, just automatically going to move towards the things they do want. So it's pretty important that you know which pattern you have. And not like there's really anything good or bad about either way. It's just you need to know what your pattern is so you can balance your move toward with your move away from.
You are just making my brain race with all kinds of other questions. And after the break, I want to kind of go in the direction of this motivation and some specific techniques that we can use today to help get us closer to the outcomes we want to generate. You are listening to Bill Thomason on Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins,
Kathy Cole, they all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Bill Thomason on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And before the break, we were talking about goal setting and goal achievement. And Bill, what I'd just like to do before we get into some specific techniques is kind of wrap up a couple of concepts that we were talking about. And I wanted you to clarify, if you will, a goal and an outcome and how they're different.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. And we just want to go back to the idea where what we were talking about is better to have an outcome than a goal in general. And goals aren't often specific enough is part of what we were saying. And the second thing is you begin to think, well, this idea of how to achieve things, if you're living in the completed goal of it, the goal is already now completed, you've actually achieved an outcome versus standing in the present and sort of generally moving in whatever direction you move in to try to get to to the goal that you said you wanted to begin with. And this word try is pretty interesting too. In neuro-linguistic programming, we talk a lot about language and how it literally is programming your brain and nervous system. So the word try, you think, well, what does try actually do for you? It doesn't do anything. You can, if you try to stand up, you kind of, it's not like you actually stand up. It's like you look a little funny because you're pushing up and pushing up, but not actually getting there. So you want to use language that actually is action, proactive, getting you what you want, like as if it's already so. I am living in the completed outcome that I set for myself. I am seeing myself already achieving, seeing what I see, hearing what I hear, feeling what I feel, as opposed to I want to, because when does want happen? It's not happening now. When does I hope I can do it? Well, that's not happening particularly in this moment either. So you're beginning to imagine it in a way that it's already complete. It's already done. You're already in the future where the thing you said you wanted is completed.
Okay. So if we go back to our rock star example, let's say I got to live the outcome of being on the red carpet, signing the autographs, living the rock star deal. So I've now not only have I envisioned it and made it so in my head, let's say, for example, I actually got to have that experience without achieving the goal of rock stardom. How do I, like Stephen Covey would say, begin with the end in mind, but work that backwards? So I've got the end. I know that if I want to go and be on the red carpet and signing autographs and fly around in private planes and do all the cool things that rock stars do, I've got to get to be a rock star. So how do I take that motivation and stuff from the outcome that I generate from the goal that I'm after? How do I get the plan? And, you know, my dad always said, plan your work your plan. But how do I make a plan? I'm still lost. I've got this part.
Excellent question. And let's go back through it again. So you clearly want it.
Yes.
So want to, chance to. So that's something you actually create in the way you're thinking, in the way you're moving towards things, to what you want. And then, well, where's the energy to? How do you get your physiology, your body, connected with your mind in such a way that you're already moving towards what you want? When I have people in my office doing coaching, I never let them leave without beginning to already do something, no matter how small it is, in the direction of the outcome they said they wanted. Sometimes I'll actually language it such that don't stand up from the chair you're sitting in anymore than it takes for you to already be moving towards what you want. So by the time they get to the door, put a line in the sand, like a line in the carpet, and say, when you step over this line, you'll already be achieving the thing you say you want. So it requires that you're in motion about it in some way, shape, or form. So the energy to, I guess, when it all boils down, it really, you have state. So how are you going to get into a state that's most conducive to achieving the outcome you say you want? So if it were the outcome of being in a romantic situation, it might be a much less excited state than one that's about achieving some sort of sports goal or business goal. In general, we could say that being excited would be a good thing. We could say that being really just outrageous about things would probably be a good state to be in for most of us in most kinds of outcomes or goals we say we want. So here's the question. Can you remember a time in your life when you were extremely excited about what you were doing? You were achieving something, just any specific moment. Now, when I ask you that, some of you just go immediately to some memory you have of achieving something and what it felt like to be in the moment of achievement. Some of you may be thinking about it like, well, I know that I have some of those moments in my past, but I'm not thinking of them now. Well, what I'm going to ask you to do is actually imagine it in such a way that you step into that moment and then let your body move, let your posture be such. Get your shoulders back. Take a deep breath. Breathe the way you'd be breathing if you were in that moment of achievement now. Get a specific moment, a specific picture with specific sounds to it, saying specific things inside your head, just like you did then, as if you were there now, because you have the ability to recreate it as if it was happening now. So you're acting as if you're in that moment, already excited. And all we have to do is notice that you now have the energy inside your body. You're breathing right. Your blood pressure went up. Your skin color changed. You see this in other people all the time. When they're in a highly charged state, you can actually see it in the body. They're moving differently. They're feeling differently. Maybe they're more movement or more balanced movement. Any of those things might be going on in any particular moment. So once you're in the state, then it gets easy to go ahead and take those steps forward to what you said you wanted.
Okay. So now that I'm in this state, I'm all riled up, I'm feeling the vibe of accomplishment that I've had before. now what do I do? Now I'm all motivated and amped, and I still don't know what to do. How do I take that first step? Because now I'm not experiencing the fear of failure because I'm so into the emotional engagement and the physiological sensations of all of the hormones going in the right direction and the celebration and achievement. How do I take and channel that into creating a plan for myself?
Yeah, what I would say is actually you can start from there. Part of setting the goal or the outcome would include getting enough sensory-specific information and then actually working backwards to figure out how you got there. So instead of figuring out the plan from present point moving forward, go to the end state, notice you're already in it, feeling all those good feelings, and then take a step backwards in time. What had to happen for you to get to the moment of achievement that you said you wanted? Just take a step back from there. What had to happen for you to get to the moment just before it where you marked off the first step? And then take another step back and notice, well, what had to happen for you to get to all the three steps in front of you? And you've kind of at the point of kind of wanting to and getting the chance to, you're actually creating that, beginning to understand, well, what are the steps along the way instead of, I just want this big thing, and with no access to how to actually get there. Now, once you've got your energy up, then, as I said, I think we all have some experience of being in action about things, and once you've got the energy up to do it, it becomes, it actually stimulates a part of your brain that's a very old part of your brain structure. It's actually two or three areas in the lower brain just before it goes into the brain stem and going down into the spinal column. And we call this reticular activation system. It's a few different parts of the brain that when you've got your energy up like that, it becomes instinctual. And movement, action, comes immediately from that. So you want to be aware that you're getting the want to, the chance to, the energy to, and the behavior following one right after another so that it's all part of the cycle that puts you in motion about the things you actually do accomplish in life. Once you're in the state of it, it's almost as if it happens automatically.
So
does that follow?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love the reticular activating system because when we start focusing on what it is that we do want, we seem to filter for more of that. So in my rock star analogy, so in order for me to be on the red carpet and signing autographs and walking in to potentially receive my Grammy for an incredible performance,
that's right.
I have to get a record contract. So, well, what do I have to do to get a record contract?
And
so
then it's actually a pretty important point because once people have gotten to the rock star moment, when they've are actually standing in the achieved moment, sometimes people don't set the next goal for themselves. They don't set a new outcome that includes them actually getting the record contract and doing the next steps that are on the way. So better that you're able to, if you were in my office and we were doing a coaching session, I would also ask you a series of questions called well-formed outcomes that are geared to actually, at the end of it, to figure out what are the secondary gains for achieving or not achieving things. But towards the end, it actually creates a plan. What's the first step, the second step, the third step? And once you're in the right state, that'll come easily for you. And it all begins to go together to create that outcome again.
Awesome. Well, I am just so grateful that you have become a part of the show yet again. And I know firsthand what it's like because every time we finish our coaching session, I know that I have to be able to take specific action. I have to be able to articulate what it is that I'm going to do next the minute we get off the phone. And for those who are listening, it's like the minute we get back on the phone, the first thing you're doing is you're my accountability. You're asking me if I did what I said I was going to do from the last call.
That's
and it
right.
just kind of springboards from there. So if folks want more information about your executive coaching programs and NLP certifications and all the wonderful things you do to help people achieve what they say they want and live the outcomes they truly desire, how can folks get a hold of you? Do you have internet stuff, email stuff?
We definitely have some website things on the internet. So it's www.nlpskills.com. NLP is in Nancy, Larry, Paul, SKILLS. NLPskills.com is going to have is a full resource, including a shopping cart and all of that, so that you could actually purchase workshops and seminars or coaching sessions right there online. And you could just give me a call. I'm 602-321-7192.
Go ahead. Give that number again, please.
602-321-7192.
And that's the bat phone to Bill, just in case folks wanted to know. Well, I am so grateful that you became a part of this show. And stay tuned, because we have Dreams with Deadlines, The Keys to Riches, and so much more coming up on Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. We'll be right back with more after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio program? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And it is time for the Keys to Riches. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast, first off. And second, to give you some background, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that each and every week here at Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we do that one week at a time, one key at a time. And this week's key is take action, make assessment. So if you remember, last week we accepted that we might not be perfect with our money and that perhaps we could maybe make some changes to help get us where we want to go. And then we started affirming our capabilities at doing that. because we've been beat down for so long, especially if we've had trouble and tried and failed and tried and failed and haven't been able to get things going. So this week's key is about taking action and making assessment. We're going to kind of go green here, if you will, and do an organic assessment. And there's a specific reason why we're taking action with this very first step. And the way we look at financial literacy from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation is different than most folks, because our financial literacy program is brain-based. And when I say it's brain-based, what I'm talking about is we understand from a biological perspective what keeps us from managing our money successfully. You already know to spend less and save more. That is not a new concept. Is it, Mr. Murphy?
It is not a new concept, but it sure does seem like some people don't get it, even that.
Yes. And we all have very good reasons to justify why we are where we are. But those justifications come from pre-programmed behaviors. And our behaviors are what get us into trouble. It's not about how much money we have or don't have. Because if we can't manage our money with what we have, more money makes it worse. Money is just a magnifying glass, okay? Money takes whatever you are or whatever you have and amplifies it. So if you are a good person and a great steward of your finances, more money means you are going to be even more phenomenal with your money management because you had a foundation in the right place. But if you manage money poorly and you apply more money, you are just going to get into more trouble. And that is what we're trying to identify, where the trouble begins. And what we're going to do with this organic assessment, and I don't want to tell you too much about it because it's going to get us into trouble when we go to break the budget, because we're going to put it up onto the reticular activating system of our brain, which means we're going to be starting to look for things. And we don't want to do that. But what we want to do is we want to assess what is going on, and not just what, but when. Because when we can figure out when things happen and go sideways, then we can look at the why behind the when. And when we know what the why is, we know how to fix it. I know that sounds weird. She's saying when, she's saying why, and she's saying how. And that's like kind of confusing.
Isn't that kind of true with a lot of different things, though? You try to explain somebody something, you tell them what they're doing wrong, and tell them to fix it. Sometimes all they need to know is the why, or the, you know, the how and the why. If you know the why, then the how makes itself work out, doesn't it?
Exactly. So all we have to do is figure it out. And because it's a subconscious behavior, we won't know until we assess it. So your challenge for this week is simple. You are going to get a big 9x12 manila envelope, and you are going to save every receipt for everything you do. Every bill you pay, put all your statements in there, put all your pay stubs in this envelope. Do not look at them. Do not write them down. Just stuff the envelope. If you pay cash for something, you must ask for a receipt. If you give your kid allowance, if you spend money at a vending machine, you need to generate your own receipt on a sticky note. Write the date and write how much you spent and what you spent it on. Because when we go to break the budget in a few weeks, you are going to learn why this is so important because of the way we're going to do our organic assessment. And we need to do it organically because we don't want to influence how you do things. We want you to keep going status quo. Now, it's going to be tough because you're already kind of sort of paying attention to it with the receipt stuffing thing, but you just want to forget about it and do what you do best and do it the way you've always done it, because we have to identify it in its most organic state, in the way it originally gets created. And the reason why is we spend differently at the beginning of the paycheck versus the end of the paycheck, at the beginning of the month versus the end of the month. So we're going to do a six-week assessment. So we're going to save these receipts until our seventh key, which is break the budget, where you will learn specifically why we've done what we've done and how this information is going to help you. So this week's key is pretty simple. All you have to do is get a manila envelope and grab it, grab all your receipts and start saving them for the next 6 weeks. If you are an electronic person, you're going to have to print out your bank statements, but in any case, we need to stuff all of those receipts, all the money that comes in and all the money that goes out goes into this envelope. Got it?
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, that's it for this week's key. For this week's key statement, key commitment, key affirmation, because we're getting into full force with our affirmations, and key action item, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com, and you can download this week's key in its entirety and all of the stuff that you need. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners do and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I am Shane Murphy.
And you've been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.